World Sport from the BBC with me, Steve Crossman. Coming up, an ultimatum for Cardiff City manager Malky Mackay. FIFA confirmed that referees will use a vanishing spray during the World Cup and barred from entering the United Kingdom because of a 1992 rape conviction. Former boxer Mike Tyson insists he's innocent.
I'm not sorry because I didn't do it. You know, I admitted to everything else. I admitted to things worse than what I did there, so in my book, so why would I admit to something that I didn't do? I didn't do it.
We start, though, with football. The BBC has learned that Malky Mackay has been given the ultimatum, resign or be sacked, by the Cardiff City owner, Vincent Tan. Our sports reporter, David Ornstein, has been following the story.
It happened actually the day we all received a statement from Vincent Tan through the chief executive of Cardiff, Simon Lynn, in which Tan expressed his doubts and concerns and criticisms of Malky Mackay. But on the same day, what we didn't know is that Tan sent an email to Malky Mackay telling him that basically, as you said, resign or you will be sacked. But that's not half of it. It's a long list of multiple points criticising Mackay on a range of things, from signings, transfer budgets, results on the pitch, and his style of play. He even questioned Mackay's record as a manager, and it's damning stuff. We've actually got a statement from Cardiff. They've said to us, the club is not party to any letter sent from one person to another, but privately they accept the relationship between Vincent Tan and Malky Mackay is irreparably broken.
So Malky Mackay, presumably, cannot continue in his position.
No, he's insisted all along, Ellie, that he will not resign. So that can only leave one situation, and that is that Malky Mackay will be sacked. When exactly, we don't know. Cardiff play Liverpool this weekend. But with this hanging over him and the club, all know that it is game over for Malky Mackay at Cardiff. It's just a matter of when rather than if.
Elsewhere in the Premier League, Tim Sherwood will remain in charge of Tottenham Hotspur for Sunday's Premier League match at Southampton after talks with chairman Daniel Levy. The search for a permanent successor to Andre Villas-Boas continues. The president of FIFA wants football fans in Europe to sit up and take notice of the Club World Cup. Sepp Blatter hopes the tournament could eventually be included in the international football calendar to avoid clashing with the major European leagues. It ends on Saturday with Moroccan champions Raja Casablanca taking on European champions Bayern Munich in the final in Marrakesh. Blatter says that the presence of the Champions League winners should make fans pay attention, and that's not the only reason.
The European champion is playing here, and I think there should be a little bit more attention. And I think here we have seen really very good football in a remarkable ambience. Then I think this is the best publicity to get more attention and more attractivity also towards the big leagues in Europe.
Well, the tournament hasn't worked out well for everyone, though. Brazilian Ronaldinho might have been hoping that a good performance there would boost his hopes of going to the World Cup. But after his Atletico Mineiro side lost to Raja Casablanca, South American football journalist Juan Arango thinks that it'll be hard for him to force his way into Luis Felipe Scolari's squad.
I guess he was pretty much the only bit of a silver lining, I guess you could say, as far as that club and the way he was able to score the goal. The lone goal of the match for Atletico, it's going to be very tough at this point. He's got to start pretty much from scratch and start to really look at, really fighting really hard in Copa Libertadores and see what happens. But I don't see Ronaldinho at this point being able to get a shot at the World Cup team, unless, that is, someone else gets injured. At 33, 34 years of age, can Ronaldinho still do it? He's shown that when he starts the year, January, February, even in Copa Libertadores last year, you saw him absolutely on fire. But when he started getting into the quarterfinals and into the finals, Ronaldinho was pretty much a shadow of himself at that point because of the fatigue that had set in. And he's also coming off an injury as well. It looks like he's responded well, but we still have to see how much more of a load his body can take in the long term.
Referees will use the recently developed vanishing spray at the World Cup next year. It's designed to stop defensive walls creeping forward at free kicks. FIFA President Sepp Blatter said the spray, which was developed in Brazil and Argentina, had received a positive reception after being used during the Club World Cup. In cricket, India took 5 wickets in 6 overs late on the second day of the first test in Johannesburg. That leaves the hosts on 213 for 6. South Africa slumped from 130 for 1 to 146 for 6 before Vernon Philander and Faf du Plessis steadied the innings. Earlier, India were bowled out for 280. The former heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson has told the BBC he was wrongly convicted of rape in 1992. Tyson was sentenced to 6 years in jail. He served 3. That sentence prevented him from entering Britain recently following a change in the law. Speaking to the BBC's boxing commentator Mike Costello, Tyson says he has nothing to apologise for, and whilst he's admitted to many things, he won't admit to something he says he didn't do.
You know, say I did do something like something bad to the girls, so I paid my time. What do they still want me to do? You tell me what you tell me, since you're asking questions for them. What do you think they want me to do right now, since I paid my time for a crime I didn't even commit? So what should I do for them?
So
now?
You're saying that even if you've done the crime, you've actually served the time?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all. And don't put words in my mouth. Do you hear me? I'm saying if I did do the crime, I did my time. So what is it that they want from me?
I think what they're looking for is some kind of contrition, because they are working on the conviction. So they're looking for some kind of contrition, for you to say that you're sorry.
But I'm not sorry because I didn't do it. You know, I admitted to everything else there. I admitted to things worse than what I did there, so what, in my book, so why would I admit to something that I didn't do? I didn't do it.
Basketball now, and the Los Angeles Lakers' ailing season has suffered a further blow with the news that Kobe Bryant will be out injured for 6 weeks. Our basketball commentator Chris Mitchell is with me in the BBC Sports Centre. Chris, what's the nature of this injury?
Well, he complained of a problem with his left knee after Tuesday's win against Memphis. It's a fracture of that knee. Basically, the top of the shin, the flat part where it connects to the bottom of the knee, is the problem. They should get him back with 35 games left in the season. That's time enough to revive their playoff hopes, but he wasn't in great form after coming back from that Achilles tear. He's human. He's 35. It's not outlandish to suggest that this could be, or signal, the end of his career, I guess you could say. Bad news for the Lakers, bad news for the NBA, of course, too, because only a few weeks ago they lost Derrick Rose to injury. Two big names out for the season, potentially.
Chris, thanks very much. We're going to finish with cycling. The former president of their world governing body, Hein Verbruggen, has given his backing to the incoming president of the World Anti-Doping Agency, Sir Craig Reedy. Verbruggen, who ran cycling when the now disgraced Lance Armstrong won his Tour de France titles, also told the BBC he was being considered for the position of president when the organisation was founded, a role that eventually went to Dick Pound. Verbruggen says his cycling background was a barrier, but he argues it also gave him a good insight into the problem.
It's a very, very complicated problem. The doping, it's a complicated problem. You have to really to go into the... It is about ethics. It's about pharmacology. It's about medical. It's about training. It's about psychology. It's all these elements, you know, you have to study. And I have great hope, I say this here, that Craig Reedy, who is going to be the president of WADA, that he will be more open for that. John Fahey was not, you know, simply. I'm saying that he was not. And I hope Craig is going to be, you know, more open, because it's a complicated problem. It is.
Hein Verbruggen there. And that is the latest world sport from the BBC.